이스 브라더스 시스터.
我们今天非常高兴 Ryan 班长跟 Titus 的孩子们都上来聚会啊。
We are very happy that the children from Titus and Ryan are with us today.
对，我们也今天听到唱诗祷告有很多的英文。
And also in the hymn singing and praying, we hear a lot of English spoken.
我知道英文跟这个世界的代沟常常成为我们跟下一代之间的一个很大的挑战。
And the language barrier between the our generation and the following generation is a big challenge.
我们实在希望在主的恩典和主的话中，让我们能够在主的面前没有这些隔阂。
And then through the grace and the words of God that there will be no barriers.
我想我们这一年一直有一个主题，希望讲到怎么样子可以稳行在高处。
And the topic for this year is how to be sure-footed in the high places.
我们不仅仅从属灵的角度来讲。
And not only are speaking from the spiritual standpoint,
所有的属灵都跟生活发生关系。
And all spiritual, in the spiritual realm has the relation with the life.
圣经上从来没有说道理是道理，生活是生活的。
Bible never says that doctrine is doctrine and life is life.
所有的真理都可以进到生活里面来。
And all doctrine can be practiced in our lives.
而且在神的心意里面，也是所有的真理都需要进到生活里面来。
And in God's will, that all truth will come into our lives.
所以今天早晨我们继续讲，怎么样子可以稳行在高处。
So this morning we'll continue to speak how to be sure-footed in the high places.
我们要从一个非常非常实际的角度来看，就是我们的生活习惯。
And we'll look at the very real form that is in our life.
因为我们的生活习惯非常非常影响我们属灵的生活。
And then the habits of our life will affect our spiritual life also.
有一个心理学家非常有名的，他叫做 William James.
And there is a psychologist by the name of William James.
他说我们人 97% 的生活是受我们的习惯所左右的。
Said that 97% of our life is controlled by our habits.
什么叫做习惯呢？
And what are our habits?
什么叫习惯？弟兄姊妹，什么叫做习惯？
What is our habit?
我们天天 97% 的生活如果都在习惯里面，而我们居然不知道什么叫习惯。
97% of our life is controlled by habits, yet we do not know what our habits.
习惯有什么特点？好了，弟兄姊妹，有没有人想到？小朋友也可以。
What are the characteristics of habits?
习惯有哪些特点？ 你们习惯性不回答我。 不必想就做。
Don't need to think about it, you just do it.
这个反射性的就做了。
Just a reaction.
从前有一个人。
There was a person before.
他无聊，他坐在马路上在那边休息。
And he had a lot of time on his hands, so he was resting by the roadside.
突然看见他有一个人走过来，一看就晓得这边是当过兵的。
And then a person walked by, and then just looking at him, you know that this person had been in the military before.
所以当那个英国人走到他前面的时候，
And when this English gentleman walked before him,
他就突然大喊一声，立正！
And then he said, stand up, attention.
那个军人手上买的那么多的东西，就突然一丢就立正起来。
And then that military person had many things in his hands, and he just dropped all of it and stood up in attention.
所有买的东西都掉到地上，他马上立正起来。
And then he dropped everything and then stood in attention.
他在英国的皇家军队里面当了几十年的军官了，这个人。
And then he has been in the military for many years.
弟兄姊妹，习惯变成一种反射性的动作。
And our habits become how we react.
习惯还有什么特点？
What are other points about our habits?
Hard to change. 很难改变。 这个也是其中的一个特点啊。 不容易改变。
Yes, that's another point about habits. It's hard to change.
习惯常常是重复性的，对不对？
And habits are we repeat them.
习惯常常是长期性的。
And then it's also long term.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，我们这个人如果忽略了习惯对我们生活的影响的话，
And many times, if we neglect the power of habits in our life,
那我们这一生的生活的 quality 就不会进步了。
And then the quality of our life will not improve.
习惯在我们身上是变成一种就是习惯性，怎么讲？ 就是你不用想，就很自然的就重复去做它。
And habit is something you don't need to think, and then you just repeatedly continuing doing it.
你看有的人。 坐在桌上吃饭，喜欢把脚盘起来，像三轮车夫一样。
And some when they eat, they like to put up their feet.
啊，那个生活习惯各式各样的，对不对？有的人啊，吃饭一定要喝 Coke 才能够吃饭。
And some like to have Coke while they eat their food.
啊，有人睡觉脚一定要伸到被子外面才能睡着。
And some when they sleep, they like to have their foot outside of the blanket.
啊，还有一些人我们叫做怪癖啊，就是很奇怪的习惯。
And there are some others that they have a strange habit.
啊，有一个人38岁，他常常长胃痛，后来医生因为那时还没有 X 光。后来怀疑他里面长瘤了，就帮他开刀。
And there was a 38-year-old person. He had a pain in his stomach, and so the doctors operated on him. There was no X-rays then.
在他胃里面发现了快500的硬币。
硬币。
coin.
And then they found there were like 500 coins in his stomach.
啊，因为他喜欢吃硬币。
Because he liked to eat the coins.
啊，当时记者还偷偷照了一个啊，负责在那个冰宫里面管理别人鞋子，就是租那个溜冰鞋给别人的那个管理员啊。
And there was a person who was in charge of renting out skate shoes.
啊，人家不是把鞋子脱下来换他的溜冰鞋进去溜冰吗
？And then they take off the shoes and then they rent the shoes so that they can skate.
那个偷偷的那个镜头把他照的，他去偷闻人家的鞋子，好享受。
And then there was a video camera and then they found out that he would like to smell people's shoes.
他根本不知道人家在照他，他每一个鞋子闻着那副陶醉的样子。
And he didn't know that he was in the video and he was enjoying the smell of the shoes.
啊，各式各样的怪习惯。
There's such strange habits.
啊，弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
有些习惯无关痛痒。那有些习惯对我们不会造成什么伤害。
And there are some habits that will not cause us harm.
但是有一些习惯对我们的影响是 lifetime 是非常大的。
And yet there are other habits that would affect our whole life.
啊，像我们有时喜欢习惯性的埋怨，对不对？这就是一个很坏的习惯。
For example, we like to complain.
啊，我们看见一件事情，很少从正面、从感恩的角度去看，我们都从反面去看。
And when we see a matter, we always like to look at the negative side of it. We never look at the positive side.
啊，这是一个很坏的习惯。
This is a bad habit.
啊，我们中国人很严重的习惯叫做迟到。
And then for Chinese, there's a very serious habit that is not on time.
我前一阵子还跟一个弟兄讲，我说我们在台湾吃喜酒，讲六点，大概八点钟才会开始。
And I was sharing with the brother said that in Taiwan, in the wedding feast, if we say 6 o'clock, then all the guests would come at 8.
你六点钟去，人家会觉得奇怪，你是不是饿肚子，这么早跑来
？And if you go at 6, people would think that you must be hungry.
弟兄姊妹，这个习惯实在是一个坏东西。
And the habit
这个迟到实在是一个坏东西。
And being late is a very bad habit.
你说早上九点钟，因为我起不来，还要弄孩子，我来不了。
And you said that 9 o'clock in the morning because I have to take care of the kids, I can't come.
所以迟到了20分钟。
So you're late 20 minutes.
你如果把聚会改成11点钟，他还是11:20来。
And if you change the meeting time to 11 o'clock, they will come at 11:20.
你改成下午5点钟，他就5:20来。
If you change to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they will come at 5:20.
他迟到的时间非常的准。
And the time they're late is very accurate.
你就晓得这是一个坏习惯。
And you know that this is a bad habit.
因为他一定要等到 OK 聚会是10点，我10点钟赶快出门。
And they wait until 10 o'clock before they leave the house.
弟兄姊妹，这都是习惯。
Francis says these are our habits.
有一次我听到一个很有名的牧师讲，他说迟到，我们是在当小偷，在偷人家的这个时间，你知不知道
？One time a pastor said that being late is like we are stealing things from others.
我们都会说不可以偷钱。
We said that we do not steal other people's money.
但是我们却忽略了时间常常比钱更宝贵。
But we neglected that time is many times is more precious than.
你跟人家约十点钟。
If you arrange an appointment at 10.
人家可能为了赶十点钟，他可能在家里面有一件很重要的事情，他只好放一边，他赶来了。
And to make their 10 o'clock appointment, they may have given up something very important at home.
或者他正好在看他最重要的新闻，看到一半，他必须关掉，他赶来十点钟。
Or that they are watching the most important news, they have to turn off the TV to come to the meeting.
结果他在那里一直等你，一直等你，等到十点半。
And then they wait for you until 10:30.
你知道你骗了他半个小时。
You have cheated him out of half an hour.
你可能让他损失了家里面跟孩子相处的一个帮孩子做功课很重要的一件事情。
And you have caused him miss an opportunity to be with his kid.
更严重的是，从此以后你在你的朋友心中，你成为一个不守信用的人。
And then more importantly, that in this person's friend's heart, that you are no longer a prompt.
那还可能带来的一个结果，就变成你的朋友以后也变得不准时。
And then another thing that can happen is that your friend in the future will not also be on time.
以前我们教会有一个新得救的弟兄来我们中间参加祷告会，他每一次7:45就到。
And there was a brother who was recently saved, and he came to our church to the prayer meeting, and he's always here at 7:45. And then he discovered that nobody was around at
7:45.
Our prayer meeting would start only at 10 or 15 minutes after
8.
And then not after many times, he came at 8:15. And the habit is a very serious matter. Good habits can bring much blessing. And bad habits bring us harm. And we think the habits are just things in our life. But they affect our spiritual condition. All the virtues of the Spirit, it will come into our lives. And these spiritual virtues, only if we change our habits can we continue to have these spiritual virtues. For example, a spiritual virtue is like loving the words of God. And if we do not develop a habit of reading the Bible every day, this love of the words of God will not continue. For example, a joyous and a thankful heart. And then we receive a blessing from Him, we thank Him. And the Lord would bless our thankfulness. But if thankfulness is not a habit in our life, then our thankfulness for God is just for a moment. Or that it would be only once in a while.
但是圣经上却告诉我们要凡事谢恩,
but the Bible tells us that to be thankful in all things, that is to develop a habit of thankfulness. And we speak of how to live a heavenly life. But we need to have a habit in our life. That is, no matter what kind of difficulties we encounter, we need to learn to turn our eyes to Jesus.
Make a U-turn to God.
And learn to quickly make a U-turn to God.
Looking off everything, onto Jesus.
And just like yesterday's meeting, we have to look off everything at Jesus. If I look at my difficulties now, it's so real that's happening before me. How can I live above this? And how can I face this with a heavenly perspective? Brothers and sisters, you will not come down from heaven. We need to exercise
it. We're looking off,
and then we do not need to look at it.
Unto Jesus.
And we turn our eyes unto Jesus.
弟兄姊妹,
and these speaks of what we need to practice in our daily life.
它是受到我们性格,
and then this is a very important reason how it a factor in terms of molding our character.
我今天早上请我儿子帮我写了一句话，我教你们怎么读，因为这个纸张不够。 要 watch your 这个蓝色的，我们来读这里啊，然后他们 they become 读红色的，这个我们先用英文把它读一遍，然后把它翻译啊。他说 watch your thought, they become action. 然后 watch your action, they become habit. 然后要 watch your habit, they become character. 然后 watch your character. They become your destiny. 这个意思就是说，你要非常非常小心你的思想，因为你的思想会变成你的行为。你要很小心你的行为，因为重复性的行为会变成一个习惯。你要非常小心你的习惯，因为你的习惯会塑造你的性格。你要很小心你的性格，因为你这一生的命运或者这一生的结局。 根据你的性格来决定。弟兄姊妹，我们不可以少看我们的习惯。
Brothers and sisters, do not underestimate the importance of habits.
对，我今天的重点不再讲心思啊，那也是很重要的一环，心思言语都是很重要的。但是我今天讲到，我们重复的行为会变成习惯，而习惯会塑造我们这个人的性格。
I won't be speaking about thoughts today, but I'll be speaking about how actions form habits and habits form our character.
啊，很多的时候，我们的一些重复性的一些生活的习惯，我们以为呢，不过这是我生活的方式就是了。
Many times we think that our habits are just the ways how we conduct our lives.
但是它可能就变成了你的性格。
But they will very likely become your character.
好像有的时候我们很喜欢有这个把什么事情都留到 last minute， 拖能拖就拖。
For example, we like to procrastinate.
我们不想马上今日事今日毕，该做的把它做完。
We do not do things that needs to be done today.
所以我们拖一天，我们又一天。
We wait one day and another day.
拖到最后一分钟的时候，我们才赶快开始赶了。
Until the last minute, then we rush.
如果赶不出来，没有人管我们，我们就这样让它不了了之了。
If nobody watches over us, we just let it go.
但如果我们一直是用这样子的习惯来做事情的话
，But if we continue to do this way.
它就在我们里面产生了一个性格
，And it becomes our character.
就是我们一方面会拖
，And that is we like to procrastinate.
让别人去做它
，Let others do it.
或者我们养成投机取巧的方式
，Or we find other shortcuts.
因为我们不想付出的代价
，Because we do not want to bear the consequences.
不管孩子们做功课也好
，For example, children are doing their homework.
养成他这种拖拖拖，他将来在什么事情上他都是拖。
And then develop this kind of procrastination in all things they will procrastinate when they
grow up. 或是养成小孩子他要干嘛就干嘛，不顺服的话。
Or that the kids whatever they want, you just give them.
有一天他将来进到社会，进到朋友中间，他会吃很多的苦头。
And then one day when they enter the society and they have friends, they will suffer.
我记得以前我小的时候住在台湾的台南啊。
When I was young, I lived in Tainan, Taiwan.
我们家隔壁住了一个他怎么讲？不用讲他的背景好了。那么他们在地上是非常非常有成就的一个家庭。
And then our neighbors were accomplished people.
这个高居要职啊，在政府里面。
And then he had a high position in the government.
但是他对他的孩子一点办法都没有。
And then, but he has no control over his children.
他的孩子才一岁多啊。
His child was only 1 year old.
不过还坐在那个 roller 里面学习走路的时候。
And he was still learning to walk in his roller.
常常可以看见他妈妈在马路上追着他，为了喂他一口饭吃。
And many times you see the mom chasing after him to feed him something.
在这边喂一口，在巷子里面追到那边又再喂他一口。
And then chase from him from here to there, and then give him another spoonful.
因为他不肯安静坐下来吃饭。
Because he's not willing to quiet down to eat his food.
所以我有一次碰到他，我就说你把你的饭给我，我帮你喂。
So one time I said, give me your bowl, I'll feed him.
我就脚一踩，然后我就在那边喂他。
And then I step on the roller and then I fed him.
他刚刚开始抗拒了。
At first he rebelled.
但他知道他不吃饭，我不会让他走。
And then he knew that if he does not eat, I will not let him go.
一岁多的孩子，他马上可以 receive the message. 他可以接收到你知道什么样的态度对他。
1 year old kid, he understands the message.
乖乖的整晚饭吃完。
And then very good that he finished his
meal. 我们那邻居的妈妈佩服我，佩服的不得了。
And then that neighbor was so admiring of me.
每次我放学经过呢，或者我出去买完东西回来，他一看到我，他于哥帮帮忙，帮帮忙，于哥哥来帮帮忙。
And every time when I come back from school, I walk by, he said that brother, you come by and help me.
我只要有空我就过去，就帮他脚一踩，我就帮他全部喂完。
And then whenever I have time, then I will go over and feed him.
那个小家伙只要一看到是我，他乖乖从头吃到尾。
And then the young kid, every time he sees me, he would be very good and then eat his food.
弟兄姊妹，习惯是人培养出来的。
Habits are nurtured by men.
你不要说你拿你的孩子没有办法。
Don't say that you don't have nothing, you can't control your children.
今天我们可以放纵他，要干嘛就干嘛。
Today we can let them go so that they do what they want.
这个东西会成为他的 character.
But this would become their character.
我有时候看见别的孩子在玩具店门口，这个拳打脚踢，鞋子踢得满地，因为他妈妈不给他买玩具。
And then I saw sometimes kids that they are like kicking, throwing a temper in the shop because the mom doesn't want to buy toys for them.
后来妈妈妥协带他进去买东西，那就完蛋。
And then the mom compromised and then let him to buy toys for them. That's the end.
今天小朋友大概最不喜欢听我讲这个。
The kids today don't like to hear this.
但是我希望你们能够了解父母亲，我们需要有这样子的用心。
But you must understand where the parents are coming from.
我们大人一样，弟兄姊妹。
Same with us adults.
就像我刚才讲的。
Just like I said.
如果我们里面不学会 appreciate， 不会学会感恩的话。
If we do not learn how to appreciate.
我们看到什么事情，我们都用埋怨，都用批评的角度去讲。
And then that we complain.Every time when we see something happen,
对神对人都习惯是用这种方式。
And then it becomes a habit towards God and towards man.
弟兄姊妹，你这个人这一生不会活得快乐。
And then your whole life you will not be happy.
你将来进到婚姻里面去，你的太太或者你的先生也不会从你身上得到满足。
And then when you get married, your wife or your husband would not be happy.
因为他那么多的优点，你好像没有看到。
And all his good points you don't see.
虽然你讲他的缺点都是真的。
Although all his weaknesses that you point out are true.
但是我们却忽略了他身上的优点也是真的。
But we have neglected their strong points.
但是因着我们已经养成了这种的性格。
But because we have this character in
不仅仅我们把自己放在一种不满足不快乐的里面。
Not only that we are not happy with our own self.
我们就让我们的家人也活在不快乐的里面。
And then we also cause our family to not be
happy. 你将来进到社会进到教会你也会让周围的人 suffer.
And then when you go into church and we go to work, the people around you also suffer.
因为你不会带着一个感恩的心去看这些事情。
Because you do not see things with a thankful heart.
所以弟兄姊妹要晓得我们生活 97% 是习惯的。
Please remember that 97% of your life is lived through habit.
而这些习惯一直往里面深到最后它都影响了我们的性格。
And then these habits are slowly come into our lives and then they become our character.
所以当我们说要讲到稳行在高处的时候
When we speak of being sure-footed in the high places
我们都羡慕可以活在一个稳行在高处的生活
We all want to live a life that's in the high places.
可是如果出了教会的门回到了家里面去
But once we leave the doors of the church and we go home
我们马上就受我们所有的那些坏习惯来左右我们的生活
And once again those bad habits come into our life
你就会发现其实你自己成了一个 troublemaker 你到处在那里制造问题因为太多坏习惯
And then you discover that you're a troublemaker because of all your bad habits
回到家里面鞋子袜子乱丢然后太太就开始盯你叨你对不对
And then you just throw your shoes around and then your wife will come after you
然后你的另外一个习惯就是人家一叨你就生气所以又受了下一个习惯的影响了
And then if somebody says something to you and then you get mad so that's not you're controlled by your habits again
把太太也骂哭了
And then you scold your wife and she cries.
然后接着你第三个坏习惯又出来了，就是错了不肯认错。
And then the third habit is that you are wrong, but then you do not repent.
男性自尊，所以又继续 suffer.
And then you want to have this male macho image, so you suffer again.
那第四个坏习惯错了不知道 make a U-turn to God, 所以一直在受苦。
And then fourth is that you are wrong and you do not make a U-turn to God, so you continue to suffer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就很难稳行在高处。
So brothers and sisters, it's very difficult in this way to be sure-footed in the high places.
当我们在这里讲到一个属灵的境界的时候
When we speak of the spiritual picture,
你要知道它跟我们的生活发生直接的关系。
And you know that it's directly connected to our daily lives.
我们一定要来面对我们生活的习惯。
We need to face up to our habits.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里要讲到培养习惯的时候
，When we speak of here how to nurture habits，
请你们注意到我的讲章特别说培养好习惯的挑战。
And here it says that the challenge of nurturing good habits，
因为坏习惯不需要培养。
And because bad habits you don't need to nurture them，
那个坏习惯它自然就有的。
And the bad habits develop naturally。
那个孩子学会骂人或是打架你不用教他的他看两下他就会
and the kids the school of fight you don't need to teach them they learn that naturally
有一次有一个人到动物园去看结果他走到一个关猩猩的笼子里面去
and then one time someone go to the zoo and then they go to see the ape
当他在那边看他的时候
when they are watching the ape
那猩猩亮眼睛看他一眼
and then the apes looked at them
走过来到他面前
and then walked to him
一大口大一口痰吐到他脸上去
spit on him
他自己就在想他是猩猩的爸爸妈妈绝对不会教他这个
and he thought to himself the ape should have not taught this by his parents.
一定是这只笼子里面的动物看见了笼子外面的动物怎么做，他学的。
And it must be that this ape must have learned this from animals outside of the cage.
啊，因为外面的观光客可能说啪就吐痰，他一下就学会了。
Because he must have learned this from the other tourists in the zoo.
坏习惯很容易上手的。
And bad habits very easily develop.
而且很不容易脱掉。
And it's very difficult to get rid of them.
我很小的时候还能上小学。
When I was young, before kindergarten.
有一次听我爸爸讲，说这个不晓得是我爸爸还是别人学人家那个口疾啊，就是那个结结巴巴的那个。他说那个一学就会学上的。
And then I heard from my father that how to 口疾。Stutter, how to stutter, and then it's so easily to learn.
我心里面想说怎么会呢？
And then I thought to myself, how can that be?
所以我从小我就想试试看好了。
So I tried myself.
我就试了几次啊。
And I tried a few times.
一下完蛋了，真的完蛋了。
And then it's over.
你们千万回家不要试。
So don't go home and practice this.
我记得很清楚，我们那时候住在日本式的房子榻榻米。
I remember very clearly we're living in the Japanese built house.
有一天我坐在那里，我想叫我爸爸一声啊，虽然叫爸爸，可能不到一秒钟就叫出来了。
And then I want to call my father, and then I called him.
我那天坐在那个榻榻米上，叭叭叭叭叭叭叭叭，那个头倒到地上，叭，然后他起来。
And then I called him, and I stuttered, and then I fell down, and then came up.
我想我爸爸早就不记得了。
I'm sure my father has forgotten this.
我就为了叫我爸爸一声，整个人倒在地上，他第二声爸才勉强出来。
And then I called him, and then I could not control myself until I fell down and came up.
我发现好痛苦。
And I discovered so much pain.
我花了好多的功夫才把它 overcome.
And then I spent a lot of effort to overcome that.
弟兄姊妹，要养成坏习惯太容易了。
Brothers and sisters, it's so easy to develop bad habits.
因为为什么坏习惯这么容易？
Why is it so easy for to develop bad habits?
为什么好习惯那么困难？
Why is it so difficult to develop good habits?
我们看两节圣经。
Let's look at two Bible verses.
耶利米书十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 13. Jeremiah chapter 13.
十三章二十三节。
Verse 23.
我们一起来读啊。
Let's read it together.
古时人岂能改变皮肤呢？豹岂能改变斑点呢？若能，你们这习惯行恶的，便能行善。啊，请大家注意到啊，那古时是特别讲到非洲的人，他们的皮肤是黑色的。他说：“古时人岂能改变皮肤呢？”豹岂能改变斑点呢？若是能，你们这习惯行恶的，便能够行善。
Can the Ethiopian change his skin, and or the leopard its spots? Neither can you do good who are accustomed to doing evil.
这是讲到我们里面本性的问题。
It talks about our natural self.
从人类亚当始祖失败以后，人类的天性成为一个堕落的天性。
And after Adam sinned, then the man's character is a fallen nature.
而整个世界成为一个一直在持续堕落的一个世界。
And then the whole world continues to be in this fallen world.
啊，你的从你自己生活里面都可以去体会的。
And you can see this in your own life.
如果没有 discipline, 如果没有法律的话，整个世界会越好还是越坏？
If there's no discipline and no law, will the world become better or worse?
啊，你说那个太大的题目啊，我不懂政治，不去谈那个。
You said that this is too big a topic. I do not know political science.
啊，我们从家里面来看好了。
Let's look at the family.
家里面如果都不去做整洁，都不去做维护的工作，家是越来越干净还是越来越脏
？And if nobody cleans the house, will it become more orderly or what?
啊，你们会不会说吃完饭碗也不洗，东西乱丢，纸屑乱丢，然后居然会回到家还能干干净净的？
And you don't wash your dishes or take or do any cleanup, but after you come back from church, would it be better?
那弟兄院子的 gardening 都不管的话，那个花越长越漂亮，草每一个长到那里就不长了。
And then, if you don't take care of a garden, and then the flowers would be very good, and then the grass would no longer grow.
杂草也不会出来。
And there'd be no more weeds.
啊，叶子也不会掉。
And then the leaves would not fall.
弟兄姊妹，不可能的。
It's impossible.
整个世界都在那朝混乱跟堕落去。
And the whole world is going towards chaos.
人的本性也是这样。
Same with the natural self.
如果我们不去面对它，
if we do not face up to it,
它自然的本性就是朝坏去。
And then the natural trend is towards worse, to bad.
那还有一节啊，这是圣经的话，这是我的话，所以我希望没有得罪。彼得后书第二章。
Next, let's turn to Second Peter chapter 2.
两节的圣经，343页的新约。
Second Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章第二十二节，俗语说的真不错，狗所吐的他转过来又吃，猪洗净了又回到里里去滚，这话在他们身上正合适。
Chapter 2 verse 22，
就是讲到一个铸造一个堕落的性情所带下来的生活习惯。
You're talking about the daily habits from this fallen nature.
狗自己吐的，他倒过头又把它吃掉。
The vomit from a dog, they would turn around, the dog would go and eat it again.
啊，猪你把它洗得干干净净的，而且告诉他说这是很贵的香水，给他喷上香水。
And then a pig, you wash it and then you put perfume on it.
当你一不在的时候，它马上回到篱笆里面去。
If you don't watch it, it would go back wallowing in the mud.
它闻到篱笆它就舒服。
And then it feels comfortable in the mud.
这里面是讲到它的本性的。
That talks about its nature.
所以今天我们要培养好的习惯。
So today, for us to nurture good habits,
我们必须要知道这是一个挑战。
We must first know that this is a challenge.
因为住着我们的本性，人都喜欢自由，喜欢放纵，喜欢随心所欲。
And then from our natural self, we all like to let loose.
所以很容易就养成很多很多的坏习惯。
So very easily develop bad habits.
所以当我们今天要培养一个好的习惯。
So today, to learn how to nurture good habits,
我们要知道我们需要靠着主。
We first must know we need to depend on God.
虽然地上有很多的人，他们立志做什么，他们尽量去做到。
Although people of the world, they set goals and then they're determined to do them.
但是他们 they do it by hard way, 他们很辛苦去做那件事情。
They do it by the hard way.
但是我们基督徒今天在主的面前。
But us Christians before the Lord today.
如果我们要培养一个好的习惯。
If we need to develop good habits.
我们知道最重要的事情，我们必须谦卑地来到主的面前。
The most important thing is that we humbly come before God.
好，腓立比书第四章。
In Philippians chapter 4,
我念给大家就好了，十三节。
In verse 13,
他说：“我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。”
And then,
腓立比书第四章十三节。
And I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
他说：“我可以做 everything.”
I can do everything,
包括我们生活的习惯
including the habits of our life.
我们今天如果要在这边培养一个好的习惯
if today we need to learn how to nurture good habits,
我们凭着自己努力很辛苦的
and according to our own diligence, it's very difficult.
我们需要靠着主耶稣的帮助啊
we need Jesus' help.
啊，他已经把那个生命给我们
he already gave us his life.
那个生命有他自己的特点
and this life has its own character.
他已经在我们里面
he is in us.
所以培养好的习惯，我们先到主的面前去祷告。
So first, we need to go and pray to God.
啊，耶利米书三十一章告诉我们，他说虽然我们刚刚开始的时候会像那个不惯不恶的牛犊。
And Jeremiah chapter 31 it says that we may be like an unruly calf.
那个小牛从来没有背过负轭的。
And the calf has not bore a yoke before.
啊，刚开始负轭的时候，他全身不习惯。
And then when he first had the yoke, it'sUncomfortable.
啊，全身不舒服。
And it's he doesn't feel comfortable at all.
但是先知在那里祷告，他说：“但是求你使我回转，我便回转，因为你是我的神。”
And Jeremiah says, "Restore me, and I will return, because you are the Lord my God."
我们已经有太多的坏习惯了。
We have so many bad habits.
我们今天要靠着主回转来建立一些好的习惯。
And today we need to return and then to build up good habits.
虽然刚刚开始会辛苦，好像不惯负轭的牛犊一样。
In the beginning, it may be uncomfortable, like the calf wearing a yoke.
但是神是我们的神。
But God is our God.
求你使我回转，我便得回转。
help me to return and I will return.
让我们在主的面前靠着主的恩典来重建我们的生活习惯。
And then according to God's grace that we will once again rebuild our habit.
第二个讲到决定需要付代价。
And secondly, it comes at a price.
要培养好的习惯决定需要付代价。
To have good habits,There will be a price.
因为我们说了道的本性，我们会自然建立很多坏习惯。
Because according to our natural self, we can easily build up bad habits.
任何一个好习惯都需要付代价。
Any good habit needs there will be a price.
弟兄姊妹，像我们最近在培养读经的生活。
For example, recently we want to develop reading the Bible every day.
要能够真正培养出每天都来读主的话。
And to be truly have a daily devotion.
弟兄姊妹，需不需要代价？
Does it take something?
大家都可以回答我这个问题，需不需要代价？
Does it take something?
很多时候都钻进被窝了，对不对？才想起来。
Many times you are in the blankets, then you thought of it.
好，上面我有的区长还这个用尽心血把它送在 email 上，我们这个送在 email 上面，大家在公司就可以读了。
And then the Sunnyvale district leader he sent the email to Brian Sisters so that they can read it at work.
好，很多的时候要培养一个习惯不容易。
Many times to develop a good habit is difficult.
所以一旦要培养习惯，我们就要立定心智，真正要让它培养起来。
And once we want to develop a good habit, we need to set our minds to it.
比如说挑一个固定的时间，非做不可。
And that is to choose a time and then you have to do it at that time.
万一真的不能做，就上了床了，想起来从床上滚下来嘛，赶快走。
And then after you get into your bed, then you thought of it, just come out from your bed and then do it.
弟兄姊妹，不仅仅要付代价，需要持之以恒。
And not only you have to pay the price, but you have to continue in doing it.
所以主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，他需要舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So Jesus says that if anyone wants to come after me, he needs to deny himself and carry his cross daily.
这是每一天的事情。
This is a matter of every day.
习惯要培养，有人说需要两个礼拜到三个礼拜。
People have said that it takes 2 to 3 weeks to develop a habit.
但是习惯要破坏也很容易。
And to get rid of that habit is very easy.
所以我们需要靠着主，让我们不仅仅愿意甘心付这个代价，而且能够持之以恒啊。
And not only God can help us pay the price, but also He help us to continue.
所以我在这里跟弟兄姊妹有一个挑战啊。
So I want to set a challenge before you.
既然我们的生活 97% 受我们的习惯影响，如果这句话是对的话，
And if 90% of our lives is controlled by our habits,
所以我们好不好回家的时候我们都做一件事情。
Can we do one thing when we go home?
我们到主的面前靠着主的恩典，
And we go before God in His grace,
求主为我们点出来我们目前三个最坏的习惯，
That He would show us three of our bad habits.
让我们愿意靠着主的恩典去革除它。
And then in His grace that we can cut them out.
因为我说过坏的习惯对我们是造成伤害跟生命的消耗的。
And then having bad habits is harmful to us.
不是神不祝福我们。
It's not that God would not bless us.
坏习惯就像一个器皿里面它有破口有漏洞存在。
It's just like a bad habit is like a hole in the vessel.
小的坏习惯像一个小孔一样。
And the bad habit is like a small leak.
大的坏习惯像一个大的口一样。
And then a bad habit is like a big leak.
那不是神不祝福我们。
It's not that God does not want to bless us.
神常常把恩典倾倒下来。
God many times gives us grace.
但是为什么我们不能够持续地活在神的恩典和祝福里？
And how come we cannot continue to live in His grace?
因为我们提了一个破水桶回家去了。
Because when we go home, we have a leaky pail.
可能在聚会的里面是满满的。
Perhaps in the meeting, it's filled up.
可能在退休会里面是满出来的。
And then in the retreat, when we come back, it's full.
但是我们还没有骑到家，或者骑到家不久，它就漏掉了。
And then before we even get home, or after we get home, it's already empty.
不要说我们的器皿常常是很小啊。
And don't just say that your cup is small.
两三个月前，我们家游泳池开始漏水。
And two or three months ago, our swimming pool start leaking.
它是15,000 gallon 的一个游泳池。
And it can hold up to 15,000 gallons of water.
我们就每天看见那个水开始往下降。
And then every day we see the water level going down.
但是我们不知道洞在哪里。
But we do not know where is the leak.
几天没有多少天，它已经降到一半以下，都已经降到 那个东线已下去了。
And then not many days later, it's already halfway down.
那找别人来了好几百块, 所以我们那天, 我们家三个男生就趴在游泳池一样一个一个这样看。
And then we had somebody come by to detect the leak, and then we three were watching him.
后来我们突然发现一个洞。
Then they discovered a leak.
就是一条 cut.
And it's only a cut.
就是小小的一条裂缝哎。
It's just a little cut in the swimming pool.
所以我就抓着我儿子的手，他拿着胶下去粘呢，然后我赏他奖金10块钱。
And then I gave him $10 to help me to fix the leak.
补好以后，我们再把水放回来，还是都 OK 的，通通都好了。
And then after we fixed it, then we put water in it, and it's OK.
光光为了再 refill 这个水，就要花100多块钱，因为漏掉太多了。
And to refill the water, it cost us $100.
好，弟兄姊妹，你要知道，一点漏风，那么大的游泳池，就这么快速的都出去了。
And just a small leak, such a big swimming pool, only a few days, the water is gone.
而我们生活里面有这么多的破口漏洞，我们怎么能够任凭不管呢？
And then in our lives, there's so many leaks. How can we not take care of them?
所以我们能不能在主的面前，我们很谦卑的求主帮助我们，挑出三个来，我们来面对他。
And let us be humble before God and then ask Him to show us three of our bad habits.
例如我刚才讲的那种消极埋怨批评的，我们学习来克服它。
And just like I spoke before, the spirit of complaining, like help us God to overcome that.
或者我们生活很懒很乱，什么东西都乱丢。
Or that in our lives, daily lives, things are we are lazy and then disorderly.
我们愿意靠着主来克服它。
And then in God's grace that we can overcome it.
有一次我跑去参加一个课程，他是教你怎么样子去处理你的那些 paper 那些纸张跟档案啊。
And then one time I went to a class. They tell us how to deal with your paperwork.
你们有没有经验，就是要找一个bill，这个找不到。
And if you want to find a bill and you can't find it.
要找一个收据，全家翻遍都找不到。
And to get a receipt, you don't know where to find it.
不要说这些小东西，有时候连护照都找不到。
And not just these small things, but sometimes your passport you can't find.
有人笑，是不是你们真的掉过？
And then you laugh because you have experienced it also.
那天我去上课，500多个人。 中国人不到三个。
And that day I went to class, there were 500 students and Chinese only like 3.
弟兄姊妹, Silicon Valley多少中国人?
So many Chinese in Silicon Valley.
但是我们发现这样子的生活习惯的改进，中国人很少有兴趣的。
And then for this kind of a change in their lives, Chinese have very little interest.
那个老师告诉我们，怎么样子有系统的把你所有的资料归档，让你抽屉里面不会累积一大堆不必要的junk。
And the teacher told us how to deal order in a disciplined fashion with the paperwork so that there will be no chaos in your paperwork.
然后一旦你照着他的方法再大好以后，你每天最多5分钟到10分钟， 你可以 always 维持非常 organized 的所有的资料。
And then if you follow his methods, then all your paperwork will be dealt in 5 minutes every day.
他说如果我们不这样子做的话，
And he said if you do not do this,
我们起码花上百倍时间，不知道多少个 hours 我们在找东西。
And if you, then you'll be spending 100 times the time to find things.
不要说找东西本身的 frustration.
Not only to deal with the frustration of trying to find something.
不要说找东西浪费了你的时间.
Or wasting your time.
而更严重的是说万一找不到呢，
and
耽误的事情。
And more seriously that if you can't find it, then you have been late for things.
那更不要说因为找不到夫妻可能大吵一顿。
Or that if you can't find it, then the husband and wife would quarrel.
他说你们要不要去 compare 一下这个成本？
And do you want to go and compare the price?
弟兄姊妹，我们需要培养好习惯。
Brothers and sisters, we need to develop good habits.
所以像这些坏的习惯，我们学习靠着主的恩典去对付它。
And then these bad habits, by God's grace, we'll overcome them.
原来我说，因为我看了很多基督教的一些书或者杂志，他们里面常常提醒我们。
And I've seen many Christian articles, and they tell us.
他说也许我们在教会里面很少讲这样子的事情。
And it's very few the people don't speak about this in church.
就是现在要拿到色情的东西太容易了。
And today get pornographic material is so easy.
不管是 internet, 不管是杂志, 不管是报纸, 太多这些 pictures.
And it's so easy to get from internet, from articles, or from journals.
这些东西决定伤我们属灵的生命。
And these things will hurt our spiritual life.
当你看了那个，
When you see that,
在你的脑筋里面就产生很多坏的思想。
And then it will cause bad thoughts in your mind.
很多坏的思想会影响到你们夫妻之间的关系。
And then these bad thoughts would affect the relationship between your to your wife.
而这些坏的筹划会把你自己整个暴露在外面的试探底下。
And then you expose yourself to temptation.
所以像有这样子的坏习惯的话，我们一定要在主的面前不让这个东西进到我们里面来。
And then having such bad habits, we need to deal with this so that it will not come into our life.
要用一个非常绝对的态度。Cut off.
And you must determine to cut it off.
我虽然知道在internet上面你随便只要一转你就可以看到很多东西。
And it's so easy to find it on the internet.
仇敌也不是说没有在我们的心中放下这些念头，要不要去看一看怎么回事。
And the devil doesn't need to put in the temptation for us to go see.
弟兄姊妹，像这样子的事情，我们要斩钉截铁的给自己画一条线。
And we need to set a boundary for ourselves.
很多人想着进去看看就没事，以后就不看就行。
And many times they, I just try it and watch it and then I won't see it again.
当他们一进去的时候，就着迷在里面。
And then once they go in, they are entrapped in it.
有第一次，有第二次，然后到最后越来越严重，出不来。
First time, second time, and then they are stuck in it.
如果我们是这样子的生活，我们来到神家怎么可能喜乐呢？
And if this is our life, when we come to God's house, how can we be joyous?
我们来到神家怎么可能开口祷告呢？
How can we say prayer in God's house?
我不是说我们要配才能祷告，而是说我们里面会像那些妻子惯了的人。
And the Bible in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 says that let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing.
所以不要随便停下来聚会。
So do not casually stop coming to church.
这都是坏习惯。
These are bad habits.
一停停久了就停惯了。
And once you stop, then it becomes a habit.
美国罗斯福总统
And the American President Roosevelt.
他这样子影响美国这么伟大的一个总统
And he has a great influence over this country.
他在华盛顿聚会的时候，他的牧师做见证
His pastor said this.
他说罗斯福总统只要他礼拜天不能来，不管是因为他到外国访问，或是因为他生病，他一定打电话来教会请假
And if he cannot come to church on Sunday, for example, he's going on a foreign trip, he would call to the church and say that he can't come.
因为他把当作聚会是一件重要的事情，不可以随便停下来。
Because coming to church is an important meeting to him.
所以我们求主帮助我们挑三个啊。
So we ask the Lord to help us to choose three.
如果你有勇气的话，甚至可以问问看你的家人。
And then if you have guts, why don't you ask your family members?
我什么地方最会扒着你们？你希望我改的
？And what is there in me that you like to see change？
那请你们另外一半或者孩子们在讲的时候要有恩典啊。
And the others say it with grace。
不要一下子用 wish list 讲了一百项。
And don't come up with a wish list with 100 items on it。
所以我为什么说三个
？So that's why I said three。
所以讲完就讲完，不要有顿号，一个又一个，一个一个。
And after you say three, then stop。
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来改它。
Brothers, let us all change.
这是消极方面。
This is from the pessimistic side.
积极方面，我们挑三个。
And
你绝对会对你带来很大的祝福，对自己或对家庭的好习惯去培养它。
And then the three on the positive side, choose three that would be a help to your family.
那这样子的一个好习惯，当你挑好了以后。
And such a good habit, once you have chosen them.
你要比你去买新车还要兴奋的心态来培养它。
And then you must nurture it with an attitude that's better than buying a new car.
弟兄姊妹，买一辆车子最多用几年就丢掉了。
And buying a car after a few years, you change.
你培养一个很好的习惯 ，lifetime 对你对家人都是祝福。
And if you nurture a good habit, it's a blessing to you and your family.
这是免费的。
And it's also free.
所以回到家，大家都要很兴奋的到主面前去祷告。
So when you go home, go before the Lord in joy.
主耶稣啊，帮我挑三个。
Jesus, help me choose three.
让我在这三个里面靠着你的恩典，我要把它建立起来。
And then by your grace, I will develop these three habits.
比如说，你说我每一天至少要读五章圣经。
For example, reading five chapters of the Bible every day.
不管健康或是疾病。
Whether you're in health.Or in sickness.
不管有钱或是贫穷。
Whether you're rich or poor.
直到见主，我一定每天读五章圣经。
Until I meet you, I will read five chapters every day.
你可以在新娘礼堂做这个位置，为什么不能在主面前立这个心愿
？And in your wedding vows, you can do this. Why can't you do it with God?
弟兄姊妹，当你真靠着主立下来。
And If you do this before the Lord,
这一生的祝福多大呀?
And such great blessings in your life.
或者你立了一个新之主,
or that you set this habit that you would only encourage one another.
我要靠着你的恩典,我的话语,
and according to your grace, I will bring healing and the blessing to others. I will no longer scream and scold others.
就算他做了坏事,
and then even though I have done wrong, I would encourage them.
弟兄姊妹, 太宝贝了, 你试试看啊,
it's very precious. Why don't you give it a try? And your whole family will change. And your whole life will be changed.
我再要说,
I want to say it again. The leopard cannot change its spots. We need God's grace.
然后我们要开始实行的时候,
and then when we begin, let's start with the basics.
然后真的是立定心智, 要很在乎这件事, 把它 priority 排到前面去,
and then make it priority number one.
你不要一下子定太高的志向, 我一天要读30章圣经, 弟兄姊妹你做不到的。
And then don't set goals such that you want to read 30 chapters of Bible every day. You can't do it.
从你可以做到的开始,
start with what you can do.
然后开始进步,
and then make progress.
从你可以做到的地方开始,
start from where you can do it.
然后要强迫每一次都要做到,
and then force yourself to do it every time.
做了以后你们马上会有感觉。
And if you don't do it, then you have a feeling.
然后我们立了心智再来做更好的。
And then we set our minds to do something better.
非常宝贵,
very precious.
这个到过纽约去的都知道那个 Rockefeller Center, 洛克菲勒中心, 非常漂亮的这个地方。
And those who have been to New York know Rockefeller Center.
Rockefeller 他自己做见证。
And he himself said,
当他小的时候, 家里面非常非常的穷苦。
When he was young, the family was poor.
他很年轻的,当孩子十几岁就出去打工, 为了帮助家用。
And when he was only a teenager, he went out to work to help his family.
他那时候一个礼拜的工资, 1.5块美金。
And then his salary was $1.50 a week.
当他第一个礼拜拿到工资, 他很兴奋地回家。
And the first week he got his salary, he went home very happily.
他把这1.5块交给他妈妈。
He gave his mom his salary, $1.50.
故事里面没有提到他爸爸, 我不知道他是不是父亲很早去世了。
The story did not mention his father, perhaps he had died early.
当他的母亲拿到这1.5块的时候,
when his mom received this $1.50,
他的母亲看着他的孩子,
his mom looked at him.
他说孩子,
he said, son,
他说妈妈何等希望, 你能够从这1.5块里面先分出1/10 奉献给神。
Mom's wish is that you give 10% of this to God.
我们要学习,
that the Lord is God.
Rockefeller 说好啊, 妈妈。
And Rockefeller said, yes, Mom.
然后他说, 从那一次开始,
and he said, from that time onward,
每一块钱进来, 他一定先把1/10归给神。
Every dollar he makes, 10% goes to God.
他说, 如果我的第一块钱, 我不能够把1/10来归给神。
And he said that my first dollar, if I did not give 10% to God,
我的第一个100万进来, 我就没有办法把10万块归给神。
And then when the first million comes, I will not be able to offer up $100,000. And then the first 10 million, I will not be able to give up the 1 million to God.
所以他就劝所有做父母的, 孩子小的时候, 就教他们学习尊重神,
so he counseled that all parents that when they are young, teach your children to give to God the 10%.
母亲的一句话, 让Rockefeller一辈子活在这个好习惯里面。
And the one word from his mom that his whole life developed this good habit.
说老实话, 也让Rockefeller一直能够活在神的祝福里面。
And then also Rockefeller can be blessed by God.
因为神并不是缺钱用。
God is not lacking in money.
但是神却宝贝这个孩子尊重他的这个心愿。
And by God treasure the fear of the child towards him.
对弟兄姊妹, 这是不光是对弟兄姊妹, 是对我个人一个很大的挑战。
And not only to brothers and sisters, but also to myself, this is a big challenge.
不光是对我们在座大人, 也是对孩子们的挑战。
And the challenge not only for adults, but also for children.
如果我们肯在主的面前, 因着今天的信心, 能够有3个很坏的习惯从我们身上出现。
And if because of today's message that we get rid of 3 bad habits, And then we nurture three good habits in our life.
I'm
truly believe that our spiritual condition would be more stable and then higher.
至于是哪三个, 请你们自己到主的面前祷告,
and which three they are, pray to God and He will point them out.
圣经上太多很好的榜样, 讲到他们的习惯, 给他们带来的祝福。
The Bible speaks of many who have good habits that brought blessings to them.
大卫说他一天至少七次来赞美神。
David says that he praises God seven times every day.
他养成常常举手向神赞美。
Many times he has developed a habit of raising up his hands to praise God.
但以理一天至少三次跪在神的面前，把窗开向耶路撒冷，向神祷告。
And three times a day, Daniel opened up the window to Jerusalem and prayed to God.
哈巴谷在难处的时候，他一直养成一个习惯，他就上到守望台，他说我要看神要对我说什么，他就求告神。
And his difficult times, Habakkuk raised up his hand and prayed to God.
亚伯拉罕不管到哪里去，他养成一个习惯，他过着帐篷和祭坛的生活。
And Abraham, no matter where he goes, he would live the life of the tent and the altar.
他在人生每一个新的阶段，他为耶和华筑了一座坛，把他自己、他家、他所有的。
And then he would build the altar for his family and for God, and then offer sacrifices to God.
保罗说，凡我所行的，都是叫人，都是为了福音的缘故，叫人与我同得福音的好处。
And then whatever Paul said that whatever I do is that so that they can share the goodness of the gospel with me.
他们都有非常好的习惯。
Because they all have good habits.
目的，他说我每一天如果不向一个人传福音，我不上床睡觉。
And Moody has this habit that if he does not preach the gospel to someone every day, he will not sleep. And one time he was very tired and he was getting ready to go to bed.
突然想起来今天还没有传福音，跑到马路上，
and then he went to the streets and then there was nobody, it was too late.
突然看见巡逻的警察经过,
and then there was the policeman and then he went over to him.
这个两百多磅的穆迪这么壮，让他吓坏了，让他被他传福音。
And he was over 200 pounds and Moody, and then he shared the gospel with the policeman.
当时尼弗森弟兄跟一些弟兄们被神兴起来的时候，他们说，不见神就不见人，不读经就不吃早饭。
And then Brother Watchman Nee, when he first came out with a team, said that if we do not see God, we only see God, we don't see man. If we don't read the Bible, we will not have breakfast.
弟兄姊妹，他们这么说，他们就这么养成习惯。What
they said, they did.
这成为他们这一生能够被主用的原因。And
that's the reason why God used them.
好，我想我的信息就必须停在这里。This
ends my sermon today.
我希望我们都在主的面前很认真地去面对我们的生活。And
I really wish that we would truly face up to our lives in front of God.
没有人可以强迫我们去做这些事情。
No one can force us to do these things.
但是如果我们看见它跟我们的生活，跟我们属天的生命息息相关的话，
and if we see that how intimately connected our life is with Him,
但愿让主能够让我们重视我们的习惯对我们的影响，
that we would prioritize this our habits before Him.
我们再唱一次，主啊，每一天我们有三件事我们求你。
Let us sing day by day. Short. And that our habits would form our character. And then our character would determine the value of our life and then our destiny. We ask the Lord to humble us. That He may show us how much our bad habits have wasted our time. And we look up for His grace. And we know that by ourselves we cannot change. And by Him who gives us strength, we can do all things. Lord, shine your light upon us.
漏掉我们生命最严重的坏习惯。
We're
truly want to find the three bad habits that cause life to leak from us,
我们也愿意在主的面前靠着主的恩典建立三个可以让我们一生蒙福无穷的好习惯。
And that we can, by God's grace, develop three good habits that will give us blessing all our life long.
但愿今天我们回到家以后
So today, when we return home,
我们都有一段安静的时间在主的脚前
That we have a quiet time before our God.
直接去面对主
Face Him directly.
让主来告诉我们
Let the Lord tell us.
让主来帮助我们
Let Him help us.
然后我们就在他的恩典中出发
And then、we go forth in his grace
照着我们目前能力所能做的我们全力的来面对我们的缺陷
And according to what we can do that we face up to our shortfalling
愿主帮助我们
God help us
我们请低头我们一起有些祷告
And let's bow our heads and continue to pray
主我们的心感谢你
Lord our hearts thank you
是你救了我们
It is you who has saved us
是你把一个全新的生命给我们
It is you who have given us new life
你不仅仅叫我们得着了一个新造的生命
Not only have given us this new life
你也要叫我们过一个新造的生活
But you want us to live a new life
你说若有人在基督里他就是一个新造的人
If anyone is in Christ he is a new creation
就是已过一切都成为新的
The old has passed and the new has come
我们何等的发望
We hope
我们都能够开始有新的生活
That we can have a new life
有讨你喜悦能够蒙你祝福的好习惯
and then that we can be pleasing the habits will be pleasing to you
主啊来帮助我们
Oh God help us
你最知道我们
you are the only one who knows us
你最了解我们
you are the only one who understands us
我们也最在乎你
and we truly care
主我们就求你来帮助我们
so God help us
好让我们在你的面前一天比一天更能够稳行在高处
That before you, every day by day, we may be more sure-footed in the high places.
我们也把我们在座亲爱的孩子、年轻的孩子们特别交给主。
Lord, we commit the young children here into your hands.
在他们还是一棵树苗的时候。
While they're still a sapling.
那我们在座所有的父母和主日学的老师们。
That here all the parents and then the Bible and the Sunday school teachers.
我们都愿意照着主的话，把他们培养的正直。
That according to God's word that we would nurture them
趁着他们还年少的时候
while they are still young
主啊你来得着他们
that you God gain them
你来培养他们属天的性格
and that you nurture their heavenly habits
你来帮助他们建立好的习惯
and help them to develop good habits
尤其在面对他们将来要面临的这个充满了试探的世界
and especially help themSo that they will be able to face this world of temptation.
求主加倍的恩典来扶持他们。
Oh Lord, give them increase their blessings to them.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
听我们的祷告。
That you hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.